Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1307. 5 Nutrition Myths Busted, and 4 Truths That Are Bang On by Emma Hogan with LesMills.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, it's the middle of the week, which means we're due for a little bit of inspiration. So, like I do every Wednesday, I want to share an inspirational quote with you. So, here we go. Quote, "Follow your hunches like the ancient navigators followed the stars. The voyage may be lonely, but the stars will take you where you want to go." David J. Mahoney. All right, with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Nutrition Myths Busted and 4 Truths That Are Bang On by Emma Hogan with LesMills.com. In the world of optimal nutrition and weight loss, there are misconceptions aplenty. We spoke to Dr. Ginger Gottschall, research and science advisor for the American Council on Exercise, who clears up the confusion by spelling out some facts about diet and exercise. Myth number 1. If you exercise regularly, eating quality food is paramount. The timing and size of your meals is much less important. Not true, says Dr. Gottschall. Quote, "Quality nutrients are important, but so too is the timing of your eating. The benefits you get from exercise are maximized when you eat every 3 to 5 hours. The most critical meal is within an hour of finishing your training. You should always ensure you have 0.3 grams of protein per kilogram body weight within 2 hours. This means that if you weigh 64 kilograms or about 140 pounds, you should have about 19 grams of protein within 2 hours of completing your training." End quote. Myth number 2. If you want to lose weight while maintaining the energy you need for regular exercise, you should aim to lose no more than 1 pound per week. This is an appropriate estimate, but it's certainly not right for everyone, says Dr. Gottschall. Quote, "The maximum amount is based on your total body weight. You should aim to reduce your total mass by no more than 1% each week. If you weigh 200 pounds, the maximum recommended loss per week is 2 pounds. End quote. Myth number 3. The ideal way to increase weight loss is to minimize fat intake. Not at all, says Gottschall. Quote, "There are some vitamins, such as vitamins A, D, E, and K, that can only be absorbed with dietary fat, and we need these important vitamins to support everything from vision and immunity to bone density and heart health. Saturated fats, as found in beef, lamb, pork, cream, butter, and cheese, should be limited to less than 10% of your total intake. While you don't want to consume too much saturated fat, try and steer clear of low-fat and no-fat alternatives, as these typically include added sugars and processed ingredients." End quote. Myth number 4. High-fat, low-carbohydrate diets, like the keto and Atkins diets, are ideal for weight loss, as well as improving cardiovascular fitness. This type of eating is typically not sustainable, advises Gottschall. Quote, limiting carbohydrates is helpful only for short-term weight loss and blood sugar levels. Most people find they are unable to stick with this type of eating for longer than 6 months. These high-fat diets provide greater saturated fat and insufficient fiber. They can also lead to a reduction in your athletic performance when it comes to high-intensity training. End quote. Myth number 5. Plant-based proteins will not provide all 9 essential amino acids necessary for optimal performance. Not true. Quote, you can get all 9 essential amino acids from the following plant-based protein sources: tempeh, tofu, seitan, soy milk, and whole grains such as quinoa and buckwheat, says Gottschall. Quote, eggs, cow's milk, yogurt, and cheese are all great protein sources too. You can also pair brown rice with beans or peanut butter with oats to get all 9 essential amino acids. End quote. Truth number 1. Drinking chocolate milk after exercise will maximize the benefits of your training. Quote, chocolate milk is ideal for the effective maintenance, repair, and synthesis of skeletal muscle proteins. This is because dairy proteins contain the amino acid leucine, which stimulates the production of human growth hormone, or HGH. It's important to remember the whole food protein you get from eggs, beef, pork, poultry, and vegetable sources will always be superior to powders. End quote. Truth number 2. Carbohydrates are the most adaptable energy source for exercise and the key fuel for your central nervous system. This is a reality, says Gottschall. Quote, carbohydrates can support exercise over a large range of intensities. Carbohydrates can be utilized by both anaerobic, like high intensity, and oxidative or low intensity pathways. They are superior to fat as they drive a greater yield of energy per volume of oxygen. End quote. Truth number 3. The sugar in fruit is different from the sugar in candy. This is certainly true, says Gottschall, who explains that natural sugars are found in fruit as fructose and in dairy products as lactose. Refined sugar comes from sugar cane or sugar beets as sucrose. Quote, your body metabolizes the sugar in fruit and milk differently to how it metabolizes refined sugar. To maintain a healthy diet, adults should keep their intake of added sugars to less than 10% of their total daily calories. End quote. And finally, truth number 4. You need a mix of soluble and insoluble fiber in your diet. Quote, yes, soluble fiber and insoluble fiber offer unique benefits, says Gottschall. Soluble fiber, which dissolves in water, improves digestion, reduces cholesterol, and modulates blood sugar. Oats, peas, beans, apples, citrus fruits, carrots, and barley are all good sources of soluble fiber. Insoluble fiber promotes bowel health and regularity. You'll find insoluble fiber in whole wheat flour, wheat bran, beans, cauliflower, and potatoes. End quote. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Nutrition Myths Busted and 4 Truths That Are Bang On by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Wow, today's author, Emma Hogan, was right. Dr. Gottschall's advice was absolutely spot on. I mean, can I applaud that post? I mean, what else can I possibly say except I agree with everything that was said? So can I just end my commentary now and leave it at that? No? Keep going? Keep talking? All right. Well, I can always find something to expand on, right? I can mention a bit more about truth number 4, how you need a mix of both soluble and insoluble fiber in your diet. We used to think that soluble fiber was the most important one. By the way, it's called soluble because this type of fiber likes water. Imagine what happens to dried oats when you add water to them. They plump up, right? Oats are a type of soluble fiber. They like water. Well, it turns out that these soluble fibers like oats not only like water, but they like latching on to cholesterol too. So eating soluble fiber was a nice way to help lower the amount of cholesterol in your body. That's why you would see on oatmeal packages when you're walking down the cereal aisle, how it would say, heart healthy, or will help lower cholesterol. But now we know that even insoluble fiber has some very important health benefits. Insoluble fibers are those that don't really react with much in the body. Instead, they tend to move through the GI tract undigested. So how could this possibly be a good thing, you may wonder? Well, it turns out these insoluble fibers help keep our gut microbiome healthy. So they may not help lower our cholesterol, but they help to increase the number and type of good bacteria in the intestine. This is why Dr. Gottschall was absolutely right. Both soluble and insoluble fibers are important. Oh, by the way, as Dr. Gottschall mentioned, sources of insoluble fibers would be whole wheat and whole grain products, like whole wheat bread. If you want both soluble and insoluble fibers in one packaging, beans are a great source of both. To take advantage of all the health benefits fiber has to offer, we should aim to consume between 25 and 38 grams of dietary fiber per day. And again, make sure those food sources of fiber are high in both soluble and insoluble fibers. Hey, look at that. I did find something to talk about. All right, that's enough from me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.